And good evening, everyone. This is Mulberry Blue Shimmer with another AboveTopSecret.com member podcast. Yeah, on the topic of the MX newspaper in Melbourne and the general state of the Australian media. And Jeremiah 25 and Finger Pointer, welcome to Pod Space. Wow, the Aussies are starting to take over. I just wanted to reply, I guess, specifically to both you guys and to Riley, who actually posted a written post in the thread on the state of the Australian media. Jeremiah, it doesn't surprise me that the Courier Mail has always been a sensationalist rag, because that too is published by Rupert Murdoch's News Corp. So I guess you're probably carrying this similar stuff to what the Herald Sun and MX are carrying down here in Melbourne. I'd be interested if there's any members in Sydney. Can you tell me if you guys have a free paper, and do you have the same problems up there that we seem to have with the sensationalism of it all? Finger Pointer, you made a really good point on the trash that is left behind, especially, which, yes, isn't a whole other podcast, but I guess it's up to people individually to take the damn thing home and recycle it. I mean, it would be worth them investing in recycle bins at the stations anyway, just for general papers. But whether, the government will or not, or Connex will or not, is another question. It starts off as a rag, really, and then you start reading it, and you're right in a way, Finger Pointer. It's almost like it's gearing it, but it's a rehash of the same stuff as what will be or has been in the morning papers. And you do make a really good point. It's almost like, okay, here's your conversation. But when you're going to travel home on a train, it's great to grab some reading material. Otherwise, it's a very boring train ride, and that seems to fill the void of it. Whether people, actually have a closer look at what's in that particular reading material is another matter altogether. It's interesting. I just remember one time, just after September 11, some friends and I had gone down to the consulate to place a wreath of flowers down there for the people who died there, and a lot of people were doing that at the time, and as a mark of respect. And coming back to the train station, everyone was reading MX, and the headline was, "It's War." And I wish I'd kept that particular copy, but it was just crazy seeing everyone reading that at the one time. And I think they were talking about, like, George Bush's speech had just been made on the war on terror and going into Iraq at the time. But it was just this sea of headline all through Flinders Street at peak hour. And it was just crazy because everyone was reading the same thing, absolutely everyone. And there's a lot of people that go through that station in peak hour if you've ever been there. So, but yeah, I'd be interested, like, does Sydney have a free paper? Does anyone know? Or, any of the other cities, do you guys find that Murdoch Press is, sort of reporting the similar sensationalist stuff? Riley, I wanted specifically to reply to you because you posted a written post on a current affair and their actions in regards to the Joe Corp murder-suicide case. For Americans or anyone else listening to this, Joe Corp's wife was found, I think it was tied and gagged in the boot of a car, and it turned out to be his mistress who did it, and the wife died about, I think, a week or two later from injuries and trauma. And there was this huge scream, about it, as you can imagine. And anyway, this guy, a current affair, as Riley posted, waited outside his house. A current affair is a supposed current affair show. It's really trashy these days. As Jeremiah said in complete fair comment, I think it's a travesty that it is still called The Current Affair, because it's not. It's total trash, interspersed with stories that are light and fluffy bunny, like The Cat That Can Count, or whatever the hell they want to intersperse it with. Anyway, A Current Affair waited outside this guy's house, and they filmed him walking, I think, out of the front door and walking into the garage, and they kept filming and kept filming and kept filming. And they splashed that footage all over the story, all over the TV show, that night. And it turned out that he'd actually walked into the garage and hung himself. So they'd filmed him all day. And the next night, they played that footage again, this time with the headline, "His Final Moments." And I think, you know, stuff like that, you know, I guess you could put the question, did they drive him to it? Could they have done more? Could they actually have gone and, you know, maybe checked on him during the day when he didn't come out of the garage? I mean, how would you feel if you were that reporter? But the media in itself in Australia, like a lot of us have been saying, is just beating it up and beating it up and beating it up, and it's starting to get to a point of ridiculousness. And I think a lot of people are either going overboard completely on paranoia, or they're just tuning out. It's just that crazy. But yeah, I personally would be interested really to hear from anyone else around Australia, and, you know, anyone else in Melbourne. But I'd love to hear what the situation is in Sydney, especially if you guys have free papers, and do you have the same situation that we do here in Melbourne with the MX and the Herald Sun. And Jeremiah, I was going to ask you as well, is there another paper to rival the Courier Mail? I know the Australian's pretty much published all over, but we have the Herald Sun and the Age. I was wondering if you had like the Courier Mail and another one. I did live in Brisbane for a time, but I honestly can't remember whether there is another paper, or whether it was just the Courier Mail was the be-all and end-all of papers. But anyone in Sydney, Adelaide, Perth, you know, chime in if you're listening to this. Let us know, even if you just put a posting in the thread, please, because I'd be really interested to compare stories from around Australia, and anyone in a country town as well. Let us know, because I would, seriously, I think this is a very interesting thing that podcasting and Murky has started with this thread, is that a lot of people around Australia are chiming in with a similar experience, even though we're separated by a lot of distance and gum trees. Anyway, this is Mulberry Blue Shimmer, signing out.